Well,
we have
a lot to get to today. I'm excited about this.
We have a bunch of we have four different phenology reports coming in from students around the area, and I'm excited to hear all of them. The first one is from our good friend Diana Magner, who has been with us through thick and thin for at least 25 years. I started with her back in the 90s sometime, and she was teaching fifth grade. She's moved to second grade and keeping up with her phenology and her students' phenology. And those kids are remarkable. I've been in their classroom. It's unusual for second graders to understand line graphs, and they do a line graph of temperature in a different color for each month, and they're all on the same graph, so you can see the average temperature. They plot the temperature once a day, and these kids understand line graphs in second grade. It's astonishing. And that's just the beginning of it, because they're outside, they're checking things out, they're reporting on all sorts of interesting things. You'll see. We're going to hear from the Hill City second graders, and our reporter this week is Mercedes.
This is our second grade class at Hill City Elementary School. We record nature notes during science class every day, but this is our first time recording a phenology report for the radio. We are excited to share our observations as winter turns into spring. The snow is almost gone from our playground, and we don't have to wear boots anymore. There is only a small pile of snow left. We are noticing many animals as they come out during this warmer weather. Mrs. Wagner saw her first chipmunk on February 28th. There was a dead raccoon on Highway 169. On March 7th, Emory smelled a skunk on March 11th. Avery saw an otter swimming in open water on March 11th, and Stella saw a flock of swans flying overhead on March 12th. We have some pussy willows, maple and leatherwood branches in our water in our classroom. We will be watching them to see if they bloom. That's our report for this week. Work hard and be kind.
Oh, that is so endearing. I'm just astonished. Thank you, Mercedes. What a nice job. You brought all kinds of enthusiasm to that report and lots of interesting information. They had chipmunks on February 29th or 28th. They had raccoons and a skunk, trumpeter swans. And I know that Diana has been doing this for years, and she cuts a few branches off of the willows and off of the leatherwood, which is prevalent where she lives. And she brings those in. The leatherwood gets a lovely yellow flower in the spring. And she brings those in and she puts them in a pot with some water and lets them sprout. And you may want to try this yourselves. It's pretty interesting to see the results, to get a chance to see a little bit ahead of time what nature is going to be doing outside. So very encouraging. Thanks very much, Diana.